mom.
Welcome back to Mountain Money. In studio this morning, we have Richard Mercer, the owner of Mercer Automotive. Richard, we talked earlier today about how happy we were with the cold weather and that the snow guns were blowing. One thing I guess I'd like to ask you to start out with is, what should people be thinking about in terms of preparing their cars for winter?
Well, definitely do preventative maintenance. Batteries always show up when in the cold. Sometimes they even show up in the when it gets hot out. But, you know, when we get a car in for an oil change, we do a very thorough check over from A to Z and just give anybody heads up for anything that might leave you stranded, because that's the worst thing you want to do is be driving or be in a hurry and you go out to your car, either it won't start or something's not functioning right.
Yeah, many people here in Park City choose to put snow tires on their vehicle. And for a long time after I moved here, I questioned whether it was worth the time and the money. Can you talk a little bit about what snow tires do and why they may be a good idea in this town?
Well, tires are very important. You know, the studless snow tires now, they have what they call siping, which grabs onto the snow and ice, and they stop quicker, they're just safer, and with the newer cars, of course, with everything so controlled with traction and so forth, but tires are extremely important. You know, just one snowstorm and stopping safely would, you know, save a whole bunch of aggravation. So, I mean, you've got to start with having good tires on your car.
And what's different about a snow tire? I mean, how is it different than a normal radial?
Well, they're a softer tread compound, so they grip better in the colder weather. And, you know, their stopping distance is a lot quicker. They handle better. That's what they're geared for, is just for wintertime use. And if you really, I mean, with places like Deer Valley and the twists and the turns and going up and down, you know, you're way ahead just to have something that's, you know, going to stop you.
Okay, so Roger's the car expert in this studio, and I'm just going to ask you something just from the 30,000-foot view. If you have a new car and it's under warranty, should you take it to the dealer? Should we take it to you?
Bring it to us. I mean, I think we're more personable. We're going to, it's more one-on-one. That's our only thing is repairing cars. You know, we're not going to say, hey, you're getting close to needing a new one, and we can, you know, we're thorough with keeping things going, and, you know, that's what we know. That's what we enjoy doing, is doing the maintenance, and, you know, obviously a car costs so much anymore, and they're actually made to go a long time, so you need to, you know, just do the maintenance that needs to be done.
And you've been in business since 1990. Have you been in the same location on Iron Horse Drive the whole time?
No. I bought out Mike McComb about 97, beginning of 97. I started out running from Sumner Swanner at Kimball Junction back when Urim Lichtenstein was with the radio station. And Urim and I would do these ads for my business. And back then, there were cows out there, and I'd always end up saying, we're out where the cows are. But, of course, those days are long gone.
It's now where the cars are.
Right. But, you know, we've grown, you know, with the community, and I'm very pleased to have the building that I have. I mean, it's really the only automotive repair facility in the Park City city limits.
So what percentage of Mercer Automotive's customers have been with you for that decade and repeat business?
Oh, there's so many. That have, you know, been here indefinitely, and, you know, when they change out cars. And we do some specialty car work, too, that, you know, it's not just newer stuff that needs servicing. You know, we get some of the older classics in for the work, which really is what I enjoy. It kind of, it's not as monotonous, it's not as repetitious, and it's, you know, with my age, that's what I grew up with. And, you know, it's just nice to work on that stuff.
I've actually seen some relatively exotic cars from time to time in the Mercer parking lot. I take it that you guys are able to service, you know, high-end European vehicles.
We can, yeah. I mean, well, I guess I'll brag. I have a Ferrari myself, but, you know, it's...
Maybe it was yours that I saw in the parking lot.
Well, it was a silver one. But, you know, and I pick the mechanic's brain down at Kangar Ferrari. But, you know, I mean, that... In a lot of ways, cars are cars, you know. I mean, some of this brand new, very exotic stuff, we're not going to see that. But, you know, we get a lot of interesting stuff in there, and it's that's a lot of fun.
And I'm looking at your website. So no matter what kind of car you have, I can get on your website, plug in the make, model, year of my car, and you'll tell me what kind of service I need.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're so computerized with all the scheduled maintenances. We have a lot of different programs that show you, you know, what the dealers offer. And then, you know, we go a little further, but we know what things have to happen so that things stay better longer. You know, if you look at the scheduled maintenances, Park City's in a tougher climate versus like Los Angeles or something. So they actually say in severe climates that you up your scheduled maintenances for the hot and the cold and so forth.
Yeah, I think that goes to a point Renee made a little while ago. Many people believe that the only place you can get the services recommended by the manufacturer is at a dealer, and that is simply not the case.
No,
correct?
No.
So you guys have access to all the data that would allow you to match that required or recommended service.
Yeah, with any independent shop, you're a little bit behind the curve with the brand new stuff. But it's interesting that with the technology that's available, and we go to the trade shows. We just went to the SEMA show in Vegas, which is the biggest automotive show in the United States for aftermarket and so forth. And you meet the vendors that are actually making all the diagnostic equipment, and they're not too far behind the curve. I mean, obviously, if a car is totally under warranty, you know, you're going to go there, and you know, why pay us for something along those lines? But we do offer, and I have some really talented people in the back. They're smart.
What about recall information? Does your automated system keep up to date with any recalls that are coming through?
Yeah, you know, there have been recalls for, engine oil consumption, and we'll look it over, and then we'll find out if, in fact, they've extended the warranty on that, and we'll tell the people, go to the dealer. I mean, don't spend $2,000 or $3,000 with us when it's really going to be under a recall. You know, Subaru had problems with their transmissions, so they extended the warranty on them because they knew they had a defective sort of thing going on there. And, you know, yeah, they come in and they're towed in, and we'll say, look, you know, go down to the dealer.
Not a lot of Subarus around here, really, are
no,
there,
hardly
Richard?
Any at all.
Yeah. What percentage of your business is Subaru?
You know, probably 25%. I mean, they're just such a great car. I mean, they're just a perfect car for. But nowadays there are so many compact, good four-wheel drive cars.
You know, as automotive technology has advanced, I'm sure the incidence of different kinds of maintenance and repairs that you see has changed with that. What are you seeing more of these days than you used to, and what are you seeing less of?
Well, you know, some cars are just prone for certain weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll give you an example. Like the Range Rovers are a great ride. I mean, they look great. You hop in them, and, you know, I guess I'll go as far as saying it's a realtor kind of car around here. But they'll start leaking oil.
Really?
And they have all kinds of oil cooler line issues and this and that. And it kind of surprises me for the...
Given what it costs?
For the price of the vehicle, you know, if there's an Achilles heel on this thing with some of the issues that show up, and I mean, who wants oil on their driveway when, you know, they're pulling up and so forth? But, you know, a lot of cars are doing a great job, but they all do have inherent weaknesses that show up over time.
So if you were to buy a car for your 16-year-old daughter, what car would you buy? Safe, reliable?
You know, I mean, I'd stick with a new Subaru. I mean, they're just built well. I mean, they're cost effective, and you know, the newer ones now have actually gotten pretty good on gas mileage.
And you drive a Ferrari. What else do you drive?
Oh, I have an Avalanche. I have a VW Jetta. I have a BMW convertible. But that just goes with the trade, you know. You got a little everything there.
And I always heard Toyotas were easy on repairs, just because
they are, and they hang in there a long time. They do. You know, I'm partial to the German cars. Mm-hmm. You know, I just like the BMWs get great gas mileage, and Volkswagen made a great product. It's a shame what happened with them when they did the emissions thing, because ironically, I bought a Jetta that had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're trying to, you know, cheat on just such a fraction of a emissions thing, but they really are a great vehicle.
Now, will independent shops, as we see the evolution of more electronics and hybrids and things like that, are you able to get education with your technicians so that you're able to be able to deal with those hybrids and even electronic vehicles?
We deal with a company called Worldpack for parts, and they have a phenomenal program, and they offer training. And it's not close by. It's usually I'll have to get a couple of plane tickets for my guys to go and put them up with accommodations. But they are very, very, very good trainers.
Richard Mercer, you're at 1155 Iron Horse Drive, Mercer Automotive. The website is mercerautorepair.com. We got 30 seconds left. What else do you want our listeners to know?
Well, it's been a blast to be here in Park City, and it's there's so many great customers that we interact with. You know, it's always I love my customers. Some of them are real characters, and we're here to help. I mean, you pull up for air, and we'll put air in your tire and get to know you, and let's take care of your car.
Richard Mercer, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you.
Hi, I'm Tony Tyler with Columbus Pacific.